I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Wave Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. Well, yesterday on Sunday, April 26th at 2:29 p.m. on US 39 near Elno Road, a vehicle was northbound and came across the roadway, went now southbound, and became a single solo vehicle traffic collision. Ambulance was called to the scene. No other details are known at this time. A proclamation suspending burn permits and open burning San Bernardino and Yomono unit effective May 1st, 2026 at 8 a.m. With the recent early fire activity, higher temperatures, and lower fuel moistures, the extreme threat of wildfire impacting life, property, or natural resources is measurable. Winter rainfall and recent Southern California weather patterns have driven early significant fire activity. I'm calling on all residents to maintain defensible space, clear vegetation, and stay alert to fire safety guidance. Wildfire resilience begins at home. Keeping our families, property, and community safer is a responsibility we all share. By taking proactive steps, we can reduce risk and strengthen our collective preparedness, Unit Chief Shane Littlefield. Thereby, with the authority vested in me by the Director of the Department of Forestry and Fire Protection as per Section 4423.1 of the Public Resource Code, I hereby suspend, except within the incorporated cities, the privilege of burning by permit and other uses of open fire in the geographic area described as all state responsibility area lands within San Bernardino, Inyo, and Mono counties. Campfires within organized campgrounds or on private property that are otherwise permitted will be allowed if the campfire is maintained in such a manner as to prevent its spread to the wildland and other private property in accordance with Section 4423.2 of the Public Resource Code. State rangers and or other authorized agents of the Director of the Department of Forestry and Fire Protection may issue restricted temporary burning permits whenever it can be shown that burning or use of open fire is essential for reasons of public health, safety, and welfare. This order shall become effective at 800 hours on May 1st, 2026, and remain in effect until I formally terminate this proclamation. Shane Littlefield, Unit Chief, San Bernardino Inyo Mono Unit. Well, the gray wolf that was on its way north and was just above in the upper Owens River area north of Crowley Lake has decided to move back down towards the Bishop area. Last tracking location puts her again in Paradise and around the Round Valley area. Remember, CDF tracking system is an important tool designed to help ranchers, farmers, and residents stay informed and alert as the wolf moves, I guess, in and throughout our area back and forth. Well, on Saturday, temporarily, Highway 6 was closed at White Mountain Ranch Road and Cottonwood Ranch. White Mountain fire units were on scene of a pole fire at the Lone Tree Ranch and Highway 6. The fire was put out and Highway 6 was reopened, but power will be out on the Sage Hen Circuit until the pole can be replaced, according to Southern California Edison. There is a community workshop, Understanding Taxes, Bonds, and Public Impact. Join your local elected officials for an informative session on how public financing works and its direct impact on our community. It's going to be on Wednesday, May 13th at 6:30 p.m. It's going to be an in-person meeting at 1360 North Main Street, Room 100. You can engage with officials on critical community topics, including how bonds and tax measures make it to the ballot, short and long-term financial impacts, understanding different types of bonds and taxes, legislative mandates, and county budget impacts, the assessment and tax collection process. The hosted speakers will be Inyo County Supervisor Trina Oral, featuring expert insights from Dave Stottlemyre, the assessor, Amy Shepherd, auditor and controller. We have Christy Martindale, the treasurer tax collector, and Danielle Sexton, clerk, recorder, register of voters. Once again, that will be taking place on May 13th at 6:30 p.m. at the Clint Quilter Consolidated Building, which is located right next to Grocery Outlet. A public safety power shutoff is when an electric utility temporarily shuts off power to reduce the risk of wildfire caused by utility equipment. Dangerous fire weather conditions, which include strong winds, dry vegetation, and low humidity, drive PSPS events. Under these conditions, a fire could spread rapidly, posing a significant safety risk. PSPS reduces the risk of winds causing debris or trees to come in contact with utility equipment and starting a fire. To learn about Southern California Edison's wildfire mitigation plan and help you stay informed and prepared for PSPS, SCE is hosting a live discussion for Mono and Inyo County customers at the Clint Quilter Consolidated Office Building on Thursday, May 14th from 6 to 7:30 p.m. On Friday morning, community leaders, service providers, and local residents gathered in Bishop for a solemn flag-raising ceremony to mark Child Abuse Prevention Month and honor the memory of the children who have lost their lives to abuse and neglect. The event, organized by the Inyo County Child Abuse Prevention Council, served as both a memorial and a call to action for the Eastern Sierra community. Stephanie Tangsley, chair of the CAPC, opened the ceremony by emphasizing that the flag serves as a visual reminder of a national crisis that requires local solution. Prevention doesn't belong to just one agency or one person or one community. It belongs to the whole community. It belongs to all of us, Tangsley told the crowd. She encouraged attendees to recommit to strengthening families and to step in and step up when they see a child in need. This day each year is a powerful reminder of the importance of the work that all of you do every single day, Anna Scott said. It is a time for inward reflection as well as an opportunity for us to come together and network and recommit to our desire to ensure that we continue to have a safe environment for all children in Inyo. Pastor Rick Klug shared his 16 years of being a foster parent. He said the romanticized version is that you're bringing a kid in and saving them. And while that is often true, it is not romantic. It is real life. It's been a privilege and humbling, and I'm actually very thankful to be able to share some of that journey. Ambrosia Stone, the interim chief executive officer and chief operating officer for the Bishop Paiute Tribe, addressed the gathering in the Owens Valley for a child abuse awareness this event. During her address, Stone emphasized the importance of self-care for those working on the front lines of child protection. Ambrosia Stone sang the Paiute Shoshone flag song while Pastor Rick Klug rose the flag up the pole. Senator Marie Alvarado Gill announced the passage of Senate Resolution 100, officially proclaiming April 16, 2026, as Breaking the Silence Day of Awareness in California. As the author of this resolution, I felt a solemn sense of purpose. While April is recognized nationwide as Child Abuse Prevention Month, child sexual abuse remains one of the most hidden and devastating crimes. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, approximately 1 in 4 girls and 1 in 13 boys experience sexual abuse during childhood. The vast majority never report it due to fear, shame, stigma, and pressure from their abusers. The Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network notes that only a small fraction of cases ever are reported. Senator Alvarado Gill spoke about her own experience. I blamed my mother for many years for not protecting me. I blame my mother for so many years for causing our family to break and for me to go into foster care. But I have a message for those mothers, because I have since forgiven her and want to share that regardless of whether you are a victim of abuse, a member of the family, or did everything in your adult power to break the silence or break the cycle, that you are forgiven and you are loved. Today, I call on all Californians, lawmakers, families, educators, healthcare professionals, and communities to break the silence. We must reduce stigma, expand training, increase awareness, and ensure survivors receive the support that they need to heal, Senator Alvarado Gill added. Our children deserve to grow up safe and heard. There can be no excuses or halfway measures. By recognizing April 16, 2026 as Breaking the Silence Day of Awareness, California stands with survivors, honors their courage, and reaffirms our commitment to protecting every child. BUHS track and field competed this past Saturday at the Carson City High School Invitational, facing 15 schools including Reed, Spanish Springs, DeMonte Ranch, Bishop, Monogue, and Hug High School. The Broncos had a strong showing with multiple personal bests, especially in throws, both 400 meters and both the boys 4x400 meters and boys 4x800 meter relays. More information on this can be found on our website at sierrawave.net or on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Members, since 1996, for 30 years now, we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.